The state's welfare to work program has taken a beating lately, in large part because of a single provider. The Opportunities Industrialization Center of Milwaukee, or OIC, has been entangled in a kickback scheme. A recent audit also found $500,000 in questionable spending. While the state drastically cut OIC's caseload, members of the legislature's budget committee questioned whether that was really enough. Republican Assemblyman Dan Meyer told representatives of the state's Workforce Development Office that Wisconsin needs to demand more from its welfare providers.
I don't want to micromanage you. But after listening to you today, I have to sit here and wonder what the heck is going on.
Lawmakers approved doling out more than $4 million to welfare providers outside of Milwaukee, but held back on funding for three providers within the city. Republican State Senator Alberta Darling of River Hills was among those who demanded that OIC and other agencies be more specific about how they're spending state funds.
We should have a much more active oversight role in this legislature and get our committees going to dig into this, because I don't think anybody really understands how this program operates. And I would guess if we knew the cost per client, we would be really amazed.
Lawmakers may reconsider the issue as early as February if a more detailed plan is worked out. The same committee yesterday held back nearly $5 million for scholarships to train child care providers. Members argued the money needed to be conserved for more pressing needs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.